This is GIS News. Coming up, PCJ clarifies pricing formula, government to establish 9th Agro Park, and public education campaign coming to discourage certain groups from using ganja. The news in detail after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. Senior executives of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, and its subsidiary Petrojam held an open forum Thursday to discuss its pricing formula and to clarify the pass-through of reductions in international crude oil prices to the local retail market. Addressing the forum, PCJ Chairman Christopher Cargill noted that the national refinery Petrojam uses the import parity principle to arrive at local oil prices.
We have to be careful how we analyze. Numbers can show varied things, but the pricing for petroleum has always been on import parity. It is what it costs to land that product to the country. Propane, butane, kerosene, every product is a commodity and it trades based on supply and demand.
Shedding further light on the pricing model, Mr. Cargill explains that while movements in pump prices generally correlate with U.S. Gulf Coast reference prices, these movements are not directly proportional as several factors influence local prices. These factors include exchange rates, product quality, finance and freight charges, as well as storage and handling charges. In the meantime, Petrojam is assuring Jamaicans that it continues to be transparent in its pricing strategy. The company says the price movements announced on a weekly basis are generally reflective of current market conditions for the relevant petroleum products.
It's not a mystery. There's no rip-off. The pricing mechanism, it works, it is fair, it is transparent, and Jamaica is getting a very competitive price. And whether it's going up or down, you are still getting the best price for the country by Petrojam.
Petrojam Group General Manager Winston Watson speaking in an interview with GIS News Thursday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the country's 9th Agro Park in Unity St. Mary is to be completed in the next 3 to 6 months. Mrs. Simpson Miller reiterates that the 9 Agro Parks are projected to realize foreign exchange savings of some $4 billion when fully implemented.
Over 5,000 people are benefiting from the direct employment and 2,711 hectares of underutilized land have been brought into agricultural production.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller was speaking at the opening of the 10th Jamaica Stock Exchange Conference on Investments and the Capital Markets recently. The AgriParks project, scheduled for completion in 2015, aims to increase agricultural output, create employment, reduce the island's import bill, and stimulate food exports. And the government will embark on a public education campaign to discourage the use of ganja among specific groups in society. Among those to be targeted are adolescents, persons with mental disorders, and pregnant women. The campaign will seek to address abusive practices as well as mitigate the adverse public health consequences associated with the use of ganja. The campaign will be launched against the background of amendments to be made to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize ganja for medicinal, religious, and private personal use. Providing details on the campaign, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says it is to be supported from a portion of the revenues anticipated from the establishment of a new licensing regime for the proposed hemp and medicinal ganja industry in Jamaica.
It is also intended that our institutional arrangements for the tackling of the problems of drug abuse, and in particular, our mental health services and the National Council on Drug Abuse, will be strengthened by this source of new revenues.
Senator Golding was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing Wednesday. That was GIS News. I'm Njui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.